So last week I preached a message called the Grasshopper Syndrome, and I don't know if you were here or you weren't here, but those that were here, it really impacted a lot of people because I got phone calls and text messages all week long. Pastor Tim was somewhere, and a car pulled up beside him. It was a 90 Suburban, and it was all rusted out and all beat down, but it was had a stereo system that was shaking his car. And he texted me, he said, "Pastor, this old Suburban is next to me. He's rattling my windows. Hashtag grasshopper." And I was like, "Oh, that's funny." And then I got this. Austin was on patrol, and he's a sheriff here in the county. And so Austin sent me this picture day before yesterday as he was out patrolling. This big, nice boat being pulled by that little car. And he said, "Grasshopper." I was preaching last week about, and to be honest with you, there's a little bit of grasshopper in all of us. And the children of Israel, you know, Joshua and Caleb were in the promised land with the spies, and they were like so afraid to go forward, and they wanted to revert back to their old ways. And I was just talking about the grasshopper mentality. You know, people will go get their nails and their hair done, and when they get ready to pay for it, have to go through 3 or 4 credit cards to figure out which one will hold the... It's like, are you serious? That's a grasshopper mentality. And you're like, "Yeah, but I look good." Yeah, but if you can't afford it, you shouldn't be buying it. You know what I mean? But just stuff last week as I was ministering. And the Lord took me to a place this week that I want to encourage you in. I just titled the message, "The Mystery of Authority." And if you have your Bible, we'll go back to the beginning again. Let's go to Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to look at the word together, because the reason that people live with a grasshopper mentality is they don't understand the authority that Christ has given us and that we have the ability to walk in that authority. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, and God said, "Let us make man," or mankind if you would. He said, "Let us make mankind," or "let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them have dominion," or authority. If you look at that word dominion, it really means authority. "Let them have dominion or authority over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." The good news for all of us is we have authority over all the creeps. Come on, all over all the creepy things on the earth, we have authority over all the creeps. And so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, this is the pattern, and I'm going to get into this next week. I won't have time today, but I'm going to get into this pattern. He blessed them, and he said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion." That's an important, it has to be in that order. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. Everybody put your hand on your heart. You remember when, have you ever listened to Marilyn Hickey? Marilyn Hickey would always say, "Put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart and say, 'I have authority.'" Touch somebody beside you and tell them, "I have authority." Not "you have authority." Say, "I have authority." Okay? Touch your second choice, the person on the other side, and tell them, "You have authority. I have authority." Amen? I said it 3 times on purpose because I want you to get it into your heart, because if you realize you have authority, it'll change the way you do life. If you could realize how much authority has been given to the believer, it could change your life. Churches don't talk a lot about authority. I mean, Christianity, we don't talk a whole lot about authority. Many churches have a message of departure rather than a message of dominion. I grew up in a church with a message of departure. "Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away." Come on. It's like that. It's a departure mentality. "In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore." Isn't it? It's a departure mentality. It's, "I'm going to take a trip on a good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm going to shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. I'm not a singer. I told you about me singing. They shut me down with that singing thing a long time. I'm not a singer. But I understand a departure mentality. And so many Christians live with a departure mentality. It's like, just want to get out of here. Just, in, you know, just trying to get to heaven. I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go yet. Huh? I believe in heaven. I look forward to heaven. I got a dwelling place with my Father. I got a place prepared for me there, but I'm not trying to get there yet. You understand? I got, there's salvation that needs to come to the earth. There are people like the man with the red shirt and the woman that came to the altar right here that need salvation. They need to understand soteria. They need to understand that God is bringing them out of darkness into light, and they don't have to live under the bondages of this world and be captivated by their circumstances. I mean, I want to go there, but I'm not going yet. I got family members that don't know Jesus. We were raised in the same family, and all they want to do is sit around and drink all day and wonder why their life is miserable. When I'm here to tell you, I got the life in me, I got the joy in me, and I'm here to bring life to darkness. I don't have a departure mentality. I have an authoritative position. I have been brought into the kingdom of God on purpose, for a purpose. We have to make a decision in our minds. Are we going to take over, or are we going to give it up? Are we going to let the spirit of the enemy run rampant all around us, or are we going to step into darkness and say, that's enough? We got to make up our minds, you know. Are we trying to get to heaven, or are we trying to bring heaven to earth? I'm not just trying to get to heaven. I'm trying to open a portal with my praise. I'm trying to worship God with all of my heart and create a venue for God to come in and invade this planet through the power of the Holy Spirit and turn everything upside down. Right side up. It gives us a whole different worldview. Living with spiritual authority changes the way that we live. We're not holding on, trying to get by. Like, we're not just trying to make it to another day. There's too many Christians that are just trying to make it to another day. It's a different way of walking out Christianity. Not just holding on. I hope you understand and know that it is very possible, and many people live and give their lives to Christ, but live in a victim mentality. They live in a victim mentality. They're depressed. They're angry. They show up every Sunday hoping God will give them a breakthrough and leave in the same place that they came into. Just leave with that same spirit on them. You can't even comprehend how many angry Christians there are in the world. Angry. Serving God, loving Jesus, and just walking around all the time going, just grunting, just mad at everything. I mean, we had a brother in our church, gave his life to the Lord. He's my friend, man. And thank God he ain't there yet, but he's come a long ways. But he used to get so mad when people would pull out in front of him. When they would pull out, he would speed up, get right on their bumper, blow the horn, angry, mad, flip out around them, go in front of them, turn his windshield wipers on, try to squirt their windshield so he could just mess up their cars. Just angry. Don't you pull out. Don't you. Oh, I can't believe you pulled out. Go around, bing, bing, blowing a horn in church on Sunday. Love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, my King. Hey, they're like Angry Bird Christians. You know the video game Angry Birds? Angry Birds, you know, like the concept of Angry Birds is the little pigs come, steal the eggs of the birds, and then the birds get this victim mentality and go after the Angry Birds. The Angry Birds are tearing down their glass houses, busting up their wood houses, knocking down their rock houses, and they're just throwing all these rocks. It's like so many Christians just grunting, going around just mad, angry, and not living in a victorious mentality, living underneath the circumstances. Everything is a problem. Everything is an issue. All their focus is on what the devil is doing, and they don't have an authoritative mentality to realize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, and I don't care what the devil is doing. He's not my focus. I don't care what's going on around me. I know that my God is greater. And you got to change your thinking. You got to move into the mystery of the authority of God's word. God wants us to use our authority to change the atmosphere. You have to change the atmosphere. You can't partner up with what's going on. You don't have to agree with everybody that tells you a problem. Well, my marriage is such a mess. Yeah, mine was too. Now I've been through that, and I went through that. Oh, man, my husband, there you go. You're in this. All of a sudden now, you just partnered up. You saddle up your horses. You just got over here in another place. It's like, wait a minute. Are you serious? You got a problem in your marriage? I got the answer. In the name of Jesus, let's take authority over that right now, and let's walk in God's victory. Listen, any place you occupy, the devil cannot occupy. Any place you occupy, the devil can't occupy. So when you come into a circumstance or into an arena where there's chaos or there's drama, you step into it and you change the atmosphere, you flip the switch, turn the light on, and command darkness to go. If the devil's occupying something, it's because someone who has authority or who doesn't understand authority is standing there. Come on. If the devil has something and he's occupying something, it's because you don't understand your authority. You can drive that out. When you come into a place of authority and dominion, you will move out of a place of victimization. You'll move out of that. Listen, go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 8. Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, and he's writing in chapter 4, verse number 8. He says, we're hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but not destroyed. He said, hey, all these things are a reality, but the truth is God's word is greater than all my trouble. And the truth is, no matter what's going on around me, I will not be a victim. I cannot control my destiny. When you understand the mystery of spiritual authority, you'll realize you cannot be passive. You can't be passive. God hasn't called anybody in this room to passive Christianity. And religion makes us passive Christians. When you just think you just show up for church, you hear three songs, you take an offering, and you hear a message and go home. It's passive Christianity. No. You got to change your thinking. What you're here today is to get a message from heaven that transforms the way you attack life this week. You're not going through this life dealing with whatever comes your way. It's not, I'm not going to let things just happen because they're just going to happen. I'm stepping in my authority, and I'm taking God's word, and I'm commanding that everything is going to turn around, and this will be the best week of my life. I will walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, and I will not be consumed with the drama of this world. It's different. It changes the way that you do life. We're not called to passive Christianity. When you understand the mystery of authority, you will move into a place of determination. I am determined to live in the blessing of the Lord. I am determined to keep my joy. I am determined to walk in the peace of God. I am determined to have God's glory overtaking me everywhere that I go. Go with me to Luke 19. Luke chapter 19 and verse number 12, Jesus taught a parable. And what a parable is a story that they could relate to. It was the truth that he was depositing in their life to get them to understand a teaching. And so he's teaching this parable. He taught a parable. And in verse number 12, he said, therefore he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and return. How many know he's teaching about his return. He's teaching about himself. He's talking about that I'm leaving, but I'm coming back. He's teaching a parable. He said a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and return. And so he called his 10 servants together, and he delivered to them 10 minas. And he said to them, do business till I come. I like the King James. It said, occupy till I come. What was he saying to his disciples? He said, look, this is all going to happen. We're going to heaven someday. But while you're waiting, while you're in the waiting, or while you're going through this life, don't just sit there and allow things to happen. Occupy or do business till I come. Take authority over everything that is happening and determine that God is greater than anything. He's teaching his disciples to say, here is the authority that I'm giving you. You occupy till I come. So what's the business? What does he want you to occupy in? Go to Luke 4:18. What's the business of heaven? What's God want to happen on the earth? Luke 4:18. Jesus speaking, the Spirit of the Lord, this is from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the assignment for the body of Christ. There's no passivity in that. There's no laziness in that. He said, you be aggressive and you occupy till I come. You take my truth and apply it to every situation in your life and cause that situation to turn around. If you're not careful, you'll just be so victimized by what happened in your past. Well, that hurt me, and they hurt me, and this, that. Now I'm not going, I just need to sit and heal for a while. I get it. I understand it. But there comes a place where you go, okay, now I got to get up, and I got to get my shoulders squared up, and I got to realize there's a call of God on my life. I'm not just sitting here breathing air. I'm on assignment to take the authority of God's love and transform lives with it. Come on. You won't be sitting around talking about what the devil's doing. You won't be sitting around giving glory to all the bad things. You're gonna get it into your spirit what God is doing. When we understand the authority and we realize the power that we have over our enemy, it changes your the way you do life. The Bible says in Psalm 68 and verse 1, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. When we as born-again, spirit-filled believers walk into a room, there should be a shift in the atmosphere. When we walk into every situation or every unclean spirit, or no, we're in the room. The Spirit of God is on me. The glory of God is all over me. And when I come in, it changes and shifts the atmosphere. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 28, Jesus is teaching, and he's just given us a picture of this. He says, when he had come to the other side, to the country of the Gennesarets, them guys. Hey, when you're preaching, you can say what you want. I got it my way, all right? There met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. And suddenly they cried out, saying, what have we to do with you, Jesus, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before our time? When you take spiritual authority in your life and you begin to realize you can walk into any tough situation, and the spirits that are in that room understand and know when God's authority steps into the room. You ain't got to toot your horn. You ain't got to act like you're nothing. You just walk into the room, and the authority of God's word can bring peace to every situation. You don't have to argue with it, fight with it, wrestle with it. What's your name? What's your name? And trying to cast out demons. You just step into the room and say, in the name of Jesus, be free, and the demons will flee. I believe that. I believe that. I believe there's authority for the believer. Someone flips the light switch on and darkness has to go. Darkness, light never wrestles with darkness. Light takes authority over darkness. Amen? Listen, you got to understand, we're not sick people trying to get better. That's a theology, that's a mentality. It's like we're not a bunch of sick people trying to get healed. The Bible says you are the healed of the Lord. You are the healed of the Lord. You are protecting your health. You are speaking the word and standing firm in your faith, aggressively declaring, I am the healed of the Lord. I'm not a sick person trying to get better. I am the anointed man of God with the power of the Holy Spirit in me, and I am protecting everything that God provided for me. I'm not an old sinner trying to make it to heaven. Yeah, we're all just sinners, Pastor, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He also tells you in John 1:12 that you are a chosen vessel of God, that you are a son of God, that you are a daughter of God. You are an heir to the throne of Christ. You are an heir. You're a chosen vessel. Listen, I may have been some of that junk, but when I got saved, there was a blood transfusion that happened. He began to put his new blood in me, and old things began passing away, and all things became new. I have royalty in me now. The first thing they want to ask you when my heart stopped, and I go in there, and when I finally was able to talk to them, the first thing they want to ask you, did your father have heart conditions? Did your grandfather have heart conditions? Well, let me just tell you something. My dad had a weak heart. His grandfather, they may have all had weak hearts. But when it got down to my generation, when it came into me, see, something happened when I realized the authority of God's word. It don't matter how many heart attacks my father may have had, I'm telling you right now, I am the healed of the Lord. And that generational curse was broke at the cross of Christ. When I gave my life to Jesus, he washed me in his blood and everything became new. Well, is depression in your family? Your grandmother may have been depressed. Your mother may have been depressed. But now, as for you, when you came into faith in Jesus Christ and you began to understand the authority that has been put on you, it don't matter what they dealt with. As for me and my house, we're going to stand and serve the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. I will not be consumed with depression. This is a reality, folks. This is the authority that we're called into. It's not passive Christianity. But as many as received them, he gave them the right to become the children of God. To those who believe in his name, I am an heir of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. God didn't create us to just get by. You were created to be offended. The only thing that ever gets offended is your flesh. The spirit never gets offended. When you came to church today and the greeter didn't smile at you and just handed you a bulletin, and all of a sudden in your heart you're like, God, this church ain't even friendly, man. They don't even smile at you. She just act like I wasn't even there. The pastor walked by, hugged somebody in front of me, and he didn't even hug me. And now your heart's offended, and you can't receive. And so you sit here thinking, well, I don't know what's going on. Let me tell you something. The Spirit of God is in the house. You can partner with it, or you can sit there and be offended. Well, if the children's ministry was better, I would have chose that church. Because I've heard this. I'm not making this up. I really like the spirit that's in your church, but the children's ministry is not really where it needs to be, and I'm going to find me another church. That you don't have enough space for your kids. Listen, no. I'm just telling you. Listen, anytime you see something that ain't right, fix it. Fix it. Be a fixer. Man, they got spots all over their carpet. It's like, that's just not very excellent. They just don't. Well, I bought a carpet cleaner. It's in that room on the right. And tomorrow morning, get your butt out of bed in the morning, put some mix in there, and come clean the carpets. I'm just saying. The church is open. There's no gate out there. You can come right on in. The doors are open. Say, I'm here to vacuum the church. I don't want Pastor seeing any more confetti on the floor. I'll just start vacuuming the church every week. There's room for your gift here. Huh? If the kids' church isn't where you think it ought to be, how about you sign up on the dotted line and say, I'm here. It's going to be excellent next week. The glory's going to fill the house next week. You know, just saying. Why? Because that's the authority we have as believers. You can't just be passive and just whatever. I'm just going to, whatever. Are you serious? Don't let your flesh get offended. The spirit never gets offended. People of authority aren't trying to depart. We're trying to take over. Amen? Matthew 6:9, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Change the atmosphere. Create space. Authority isn't just for people with titles. I'm not talking about ruling over people. That's not what I'm talking about. When he said you have authority over birds of the air, fish, he named all these creepy things, he named all that stuff. That's who you don't have authority over people. You have authority over you. You control you. You can't worry about what everybody else is doing. You take authority over you and say, hey, nobody else is praising God. That ain't going to stop me. I'm going to praise God with all of my heart. Nobody else is going to the front. Don't stop me. I'm going up front and I'm going to dance before my God. What are you doing? Changing the atmosphere. Stepping into your authority. You're children of God. Everybody in your family could have had high blood pressure. That don't mean you got to have it. Come on. Listen, walking in spiritual authority is the key to living a victorious Christian life. In Matthew 16:19, he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on the earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on the earth will be loosed in heaven. What's he talking about? Authority. It's the key to living a victorious Christian life. It's intentional. It's not just going to happen. Listen, when you understand this, like, you can get stuff off your children. You can get stuff off your grandchildren. You guys can get stuff off your friends in school. This is not, when you understand the authority that you have to break generational curses and to break demonic attack over your children. That's your children. You name that. You name that child. You have authority over that child. That's why God told Adam, he said, whatever you call it, that's what its name will be. What was he teaching us? That you have authority over what you name. And I have named this child, and she is my baby, and I have authority over the darkness that tries to come and creep in on her and say, look, I already got authority over the creeps. You're not creeping in on my children anymore. When you understand the authority that we have as believers, it'll change the way you do life. You're not waking up every day hoping God's going to do something. It's like, no, you know God's going to do something. I woke up this morning, I wasn't praying, hoping God would show up in the service today. I've been done with that a long time ago, Ron. I get up in the morning, I know God's going to do something now. I know when I put my feet in this place, every place I put the sole of my feet, I'm possessing that territory, and I'm speaking into your lives and telling you, you are a child of the Most High God. You have the authority of heaven in your corner. All you got to do is stand up and declare and decree, I will be victorious in Jesus' name, and darkness has to flee. You got to change your mentality. You got to get the sin mentality out of your life. I'm just fighting the devil, Pastor, and all that sin. I'm just trying to stop sinning. You ain't got to worry about none of that stuff. Just go passionately after God. Just go after God. Get your focus in the right place, and that authority will just walk with you. We were made to be creators, not consumers. We were made in his image and in his likeness. He is the creator. The problem is we want to show up and consume every week. Oh, I hope Pastor can preach something. I'm just so depressed. Oh, I hope the worship's good today. Listen, I am not dependent on Carrie Job, Gail Nagy, or any worship leader to get me into my place of worship. Huh? I'm not at home trying to get Bethel music on my radio. So if I could just hear Bethel sing, I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I love that song. But I ain't waiting on that song for my victory. I'm not waiting on some podcast preacher to get on there and preach something to me. I opened my word up this morning. I read in Psalms this morning. I know who I am in Christ. I am not a passive Christian, and neither are you. You're not just some weak little wimpy Christian trying to make it through to heaven. You are a child of the Most High God. You walk and carry an anointing to drive out darkness. You are not grasshoppers. And every time that grasshopper mentality raises up inside of you, you've got to put your foot on its neck and say, no, you don't, devil. I'm not wrestling with the devil. I'm not fighting with the devil and talking to the devil all day long. Oh, devil, you just leave me. Devil, devil, devil. Stop talking to him. He's a defeated foe. Get your praise on. Get your joy on. Get up in the morning and dance before God when nobody's looking. Get in the shower and start giving God all you got. And when you step out of that shower and you wrap that towel around you, you're like Superman stepping out of a phone booth. You just declare, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to lead somebody to Christ today. I'm going to cast a devil out of somebody today. The power of God is all over me. It'll change your life. Just have that cape on, just running around. Yeah, Jesus. You have the power to create your destiny. Stop letting it dictate to you what's going to happen in the day. Huh? You have the authority. Your children, the Most High God. This is honestly, this is the introduction to the message for next week. Amen. I want you guys, everybody stand up on your feet. I really believe with all my heart, if you could get this into your spirit tonight, if you could understand and know who we are in Christ, who you are, the authority that has been released over us and in us to flow through us, we can change situations. We can change atmospheres. Stop living defeated Christianity. Stop being passive and just waiting and hoping that something's going to happen. Listen, I believe in prayer. I believe in prayer. I have prayer every service. I have elders anointing people with oil every service. I believe in it. But let me tell you about authority. Sometimes you got to go in your cupboard and you got to get some olive oil out, or some Crisco or lard or whatever you got in your house, and you just need to slap it on your own head and say, you know what? I wish I had them here to pray for me, but I don't. So right now, I'm going to take authority over this sickness. I'm not limping around the house anymore. I'm getting healed, healthy, and whole. I am a child of the Most High God. I'm an heir to the throne. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I will win in Jesus' name. That's the truth. Let me ask everybody, close your eyes, bow your hearts to the Lord right now. If there's an area of your life where you're not exercising the authority of God's word, you just know that this message is speaking to your spirit because you're in an atmosphere that dominates you. You're in an atmosphere that dominates your attitude. You're living angry. You're living mad. They stole it from you. They stole ministry from you. They stole whatever. They stole your joy, your home, your whatever. You say, I just know there's some things that God needs to work out in my life because I'm just not living in that authoritative position. If that's you, just lift your hand to God right now. Just lift it to God all over the house. I'll tell you what, my hand's raised. My hand is raised to God because I'm like, God, I want to walk in that authority more. I want to know who I am. I want to know the authority that God's given me. I want to speak truth. I want to rescue people that are dying. I don't want to be hide. You know what so many people do? They go to Publix and hide. Like they're trying to sneak down the aisles because they don't want to talk to anybody. I see them all the time. As soon as they see me, they're like, there's Pastor Gray. I think they don't want me to see what's in their little cart. Saying, had a guy come up to me last night with a beer in his hand and just talking to me, and I was like, just making small talk, and then finally I dropped it on him. Well, I'm a pastor. Oh, you are? I said, yeah, I'm a pastor. I'm glad to meet you. He goes, well, I go to church too. He told me the church he goes to. I said, well, good, I'm glad you're going to church. You can just tell the atmosphere changed when I said I'm a pastor. Like, listen, you're on assignment if you're at Publix, Walmart, Target, on your job, running your business. You have authority, and you bring a shift to the atmosphere. Amen? Amen. Once again, there's an area of your life that you feel like the Lord is speaking to you about, that you just need comfort, you just need the authority of God in that area. Just lift your hand to the Lord. Come on, hands all over the room. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to every person with a hand raised right now. God, that this week they will open the scripture and they will find truth about the authority that you've deposited in their life. I just pray that this week, God, that they would see every opportunity and seize the moment. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and bring transformation to a hurting world. Change every circumstance. Let the glory of God fill every atmosphere. In Jesus' name.